You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. I am back with somebody I've been waiting a long time to get on the show. An old friend. We worked together 20 years ago. He's Christian Lee. I'll call him Chris if that's okay. All right. He's the vice chairman of the CBRE Capital Markets. He's the guy that knows what's going on pretty much everywhere in the United States. He's been around forever, ever since he graduated from his top of his class from BU, and ever since we worked together and he told me what I should be doing. He's the man. He's the man. He's Chris Lee. Chris, welcome to the show.
Jim, great to have you. Great to be here, man. It's good, yeah.
I love you. So, Chris, let's just get right to it. We're here in Miami. What's the queen of the ball, the bell of the ball? What are people looking to buy here in Miami? What are the institutions? What are they looking to do?
Wow. My expertise is on the office and industrial side. So from an office perspective, institutional buyers have a very narrow fairway, probably more narrow than we've ever seen before. So they want core assets, and it's not to say that there isn't a bunch of money out there for value-add assets. What would be considered core in today's market is tough. You know, they want only the best of the best. They like Brickell, they like downtown, they like, you know, they like downtown Fort Lauderdale, but the suburbs are very tough to get them to go to. And then, you know, opposite though, on the industrial side, everything seems to be institutional in quality. And we recently looked at our smaller industrial deals. So over the last 5 years, we executed 21 industrial deals between $15 and $30 million. And interestingly, 20 of those 21 transactions went institutional. And I think in years past, you wouldn't have thought that deals of that size would be institutional.
Well, I think that what they're finding is if they want to be in an institutional deal here in Miami, they're not all that big, and if they want to get it, they got to kind of piece it together. Some of the institutions, they spend like 10 or 15 years piece the portfolio together. Is that what you're kind of seeing?
Yeah, we do. We see that, yeah.
Now, do you you work in other markets? You cover pretty much most of the major transactions across the country with CBRE now?
No, I cover office sales across the state of Florida and industrial sales in South Florida.
So how are some of the other office building markets doing? Tampa, Jacksonville, Orlando? It seems to me like even though the institutions may not be looking at them, I would got to believe that the town center, city center type of office building might be starting to appeal to them, a lifestyle sort of play.
Well, you know, the first question you said is how are they doing? And the fact is that office buildings across the state of Florida are doing very well because there's really been very little addition to the stock. We've had, you know, a very long run of a growing economy. In every MSA around the state of Florida, we've seen phenomenal population growth, job growth, and absorption, and very limited new construction. So in a lot of markets, we're looking at historical low vacancies, and you'd still see properties trading at below replacement costs and rents below the cost to justify replacement. So there's been a real governor on new construction for office. And even in the markets in the times when it does make sense, a lot of developers say, well, why do I want to bother, right? Why do I want to bother going out and finding tenants to pre-lease to you know, meet my requirements for the lender when I can just go build rental apartments on the same site, take less risk, lease it up after I build it, and make more profits?
Well, when they started to sell sites on Brickell Avenue for apartments, that's when the institutions, in my opinion, really became interested. Because when multifamily is driving the office sites out of fundamental acceptance, then that's the time to buy these irreplaceable office assets.
Yeah, you know, one of the interesting things you just said about Brickell, I'll go on a tangent here, but so interestingly, in the Miami CBD, you have this tremendous, tremendous zoning available to you where you can, you know, basically put, you know, 10 pounds of stuff into a 3-pound bag. And but you can only build 500 units per acre in the Brickell submarket. So when people do that, they're not going to build 3,000 square foot, 4,000 square foot units, generally speaking, because they can't move them. But So they go out and they build 900 square foot, two bedroom units or smaller even, leaves a bunch of square footage left over. And then you see a lot of FAR then where office is squeezed in as an after fact. And if you look at a lot of the mixed use developments that have been built in this market in recent years, the office that's been built has been part of a bigger project that's left over.
See, now that's not a tangent. That's an insight, Chris. That's actually, give me one of these.
Hey, man,
that's awesome. That's awesome. Let's talk about capital. We've only got like a minute or two left. So tell me a little bit about what you're seeing from the capital side.
You know, there's a lot of capital available in the market. The capital is always very challenged to find assets that meet their criteria.
Yeah, especially in the industrial size, I guess, which is what you're seeing them break down. So one good takeaway we can give people before we got to go, you're going to close the show. Give me the good takeaway here about the market.
The good takeaway is I finally get to sit down with you here after, you know, working for you 20 years ago and being your guest. So thanks for having me.